Need a break from the horrifying reality of real life? Well, do we have a sexy deal for you.
Go to adamandeve.com and use our special code HORROR for 50% off almost any item and free shipping. That's H-O-R-R-O-R at checkout for 50% off and free shipping. Order now and get ready to...
Yay!
Hello!
Hi, everyone!
Happy holidays, everyone!
Happy holidays! Or happy holidays have passed, really, but yes.
But this is the beginning of our holiday series anyways.
Woo!
We're still... When are we releasing this?
The day after Christmas Day, the 26th.
Get your jingle bells back on, bitch!
Put on any Christmas jammies you got. Throw on any gifts that you received.
Eat the rest of the chocolate you've been eating from your stocking.
Ooh, love that.
Sam, you had a great idea for our holiday series, which is just two. It's not really a series so much as we're each going to do an episode.
Yes.
But what was your idea?
So it's a time of year where we're indulging. It's the time of year where we're taking time for ourselves, for our families, for the things that we love. And although ourselves, our families, and the things that we love can be horrifying, they can also be full of pleasure and love. So we're doing a couple of guilty pleasure episodes.
Guilty pleasures. We're going to have some holiday indulgences.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about things that are like kind of weird, but we love them anyways.
Absolutely. That's the vibe for these holiday
episodes.
But
we won't go so far as to say we're horrified. Because it's the holidays. We don't need to be horrified at the holidays.
Kind of weird, but you love them anyways. That's a great description for my family.
Honestly, it's true. It's a good point.
So I think to kick off, we've decided you are the true Christmas girly amongst us.
Yeah, so I'm going to go first.
Yay!
And I am going to talk about ASMR.
Ooh.
Sam, do you know what ASMR is?
Sort of.
Okay, now we can't do ASMR the whole time. We do have a very expensive microphone, so we could do ASMR.
Maybe we will.
Maybe I should start moonlighting as, like, an ASM artist.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
I gotta tell the people what it is first. A lot of you probably know what it is. ASMR, I think if you know what it is, you're like, oh, that. And if you don't, you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? And we'll be kind of weirded out by this. And it sounds like an acronym for a disease. Like, it's very, like, COPD.
Yes, you know what I mean? Really. Oh, my God, it really is.
And it is a disease. And I have been struck down with it.
My God.
My God. So, ASMR is both a physical phenomenon and also a word used to encompass a genre of media.
Oh.
So, the term is kind of interchangeable. So, ASMR stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response.
Mm-hmm.
And what that is a tingling sensation that happens in some people that sort of like begins at the scalp and moves towards your spine, and it produces like a relaxing, euphoric quality.
Ooh.
And it's probably happened to you once or twice in your life, but so it's usually triggered by a particular audio or visual stimuli. So if you've ever like heard a soothing voice or a gentle tapping sound, and felt like all warm and fuzzy, especially like up near your neck and shoulders, that's ASMR.
Interesting.
It's a thing. Also, have you used one of those like spindly wire head massagers?
Yes.
And it makes your head feel all tingly?
Yes, I
that's
have.
That's ASMR too.
Interesting.
So you can sometimes get that physical response from sound.
Wow. I always thought that ASMR just like kind of didn't work on me or whatever. Like I've never watched a video and felt that way, but the head thing, yes, I totally.
How many ASMR videos have you watched?
Mostly zero.
Okay, so there's your first problem.
Fair enough.
And so I hope that by the end of this, you leave feeling motivated to watch some ASMR videos.
Ooh.
And I have some crazy ones to recommend at the end.
Oh.
And maybe then I'll recommend some genuine ones. Okay, my first memory of this is I used to get ASMR from books.
Mm.
I remember I got ASMR from reading Matilda, and I read the Series of Unfortunate Events series.
So good.
And I remember there were certain like scenes that would be like very like sort of quiet in tone, like very descriptive or relaxing in a way. And I would get like that tingling, relaxing feeling. And I used to like mark the pages in the books where those scenes were, and I would read them before bed.
Wow.
And I didn't even like know that I was doing that, but I was like, I wasn't really conscious of it, but looking back on it, like that was ASMR. That's autonomous sensory meridian response.
Wow, that's fascinating.
So it can come from like, it could even come from if you're on the phone and like somebody just has like a really soothing voice. You're talking to like Bank of America has all of their like phone receptionists in Texas. And they just all have really southern, like, relaxing southern voices.
Ooh.
And I remember once my identity had been stolen. And I was just talking to, like, probably this, like, 50-year-old mom who was just like, everything's going to be fine. And I was like, everything will be fine.
That's wild.
And I felt better about it.
So. I had the opposite experience one time with a Bank of America employee when I got my identity stolen, which was, he was also from Texas, but he was like a 19-year-old.
Oh, no.
And so he was just telling me like all about his life for so long. And I was like, I just need you to take these pizza charges off my card. Send me a new debit card. And he was like, yeah, so the thing is like my mom, blah, blah, blah. And then like we live down here and it's been pretty good. Like I like this stuff.
And you're like,
and I'm like, that's so great.
Jared, be quiet.
And Adam was like watching me have the other side of the conversation. Like,
knowing you, you're happening? So polite. You'd be like, oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, tell me more about that. The other thing is that autonomous sensory meridian response sounds like a medical term. It's not.
Oh.
It was coined not by a doctor. It was coined in like a chat room by like a random person.
But it's got so many fancy words.
Her name was Jennifer. She was just a person, I think.
Her name, we just know her name was Jennifer.
And
she changed your life?
And she changed everyone's life. Well, the thing existed, I guess. I don't fully know. But ASMR is broken down into like just a descriptor for the sensory phenomenon. So they talked about it like this. It's autonomous because it's spontaneous, self-governing with or without control. Like it's happening to you, like whether it's being controlled or not, like you're the one who's experiencing it and like controlling it. Sensory is obviously it's like a sensation.
Yeah.
Meridian signifies a peak or climax or point of highest development.
A peak or climax.
I'll get to that. So I will get to that. And then response refers to an experience triggered by something external.
Yeah.
Or internal, I guess. That sounds sexual too. Okay. All right. Okay. Now the natural question that arises, I'm getting to it. This is what we're all thinking. Is this a weird sex thing?
Yeah.
And the answer is, I guess for some people.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, almost anything can be a weird.
But that's my point. And that's my point. And that's why I feel like it's a guilty pleasure, because it's like, I don't go around talking about how I watch ASMR videos, but it's not like a dirty, inappropriate thing.
Yeah.
It's like relaxing videos. It's like, listening to white noise or something.
Yes.
But it sounds like it could be sexual, maybe because it's so specific.
It is pretty. A lot of them are, like, when you come across an ASMR video, sometimes it's, like, tapping long acrylic nails into a white chocolate cheesecake.
Exactly.
And it's like, who's
getting off on this? Exactly. It's so, so true. But I think initially there was some comparison in, like, the wording of it to, like, an orgasm, and everyone was like, don't call it that. Do not call it that. But it was similar to, like, a sensory experience that happened, but it's, like, same as the sensation of, like, being cold and getting chills, or, like, you know, getting dizzy, and, like, any of those things could turn someone on. It's just, what if you got turned on by, like, a door opening? How would you live?
You would find an ASMR video that's like
just opening fucking doors all day.
1800s era wooden oak door opening and closing.
You would find something like that. But it's also like I remember, like, there's lots of different specific things. Like, some people are really into old keyboards.
Oh.
And by some people, I kind of mean myself.
Wow.
I just love hearing typing on an old keyboard. But it's not like, oh, I fucking love it. Like, it's just like, it's like relaxing. Like, the sound of it is relaxing.
That is interesting to me,
Ollie. It sounds like I'm trying to talk you out of thinking I have a kink about something. And in a way, I suppose I am.
The truth is this. I know that Chris owns a typewriter.
No, come on. That's not what this is about. That is not what this is about. So I'm going to transition.
Okay.
So that's like the physical sensation. What I said before, it's physical sensation, but it's also a term for a genre of media. The main place that you can find ASMR content is on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And ASMR on YouTube isn't videos of people experiencing ASMR, but rather it is videos specifically crafted to trigger ASMR.
Yeah.
And there are thousands. I don't know if there's millions of these videos. There's only millions of views on these videos. There are thousands of these videos. There are thousands of people who make them. There are celebrities in the ASMR community. And there are people who make their living as what they refer to themselves as an ASMRtist. which I love.
That's great.
That's great, right?
That's a really good name.
And good for them.
I love that. No notes on that for
me. And so these people are making videos of all kinds of things. Again, sometimes it's like tapping on something. Sometimes it's whispering softly into a microphone. Did that work?
Whispering softly into a microphone.
Did anyone get ASMR from that?
Anybody?
Does Sam have a career?
Ooh.
Drop out of fundraising.
Could I be a Sam artist? Is that anything?
It could be.
Ooh.
Depends on how much work you want to put into it.
Not much.
but, like, there's some of it, like, yeah, like, there's the old keyboards. I'm trying to think of, like, I'm just going to pull up ASMR on my phone. So, okay, I just pulled up YouTube. Let me see. Hospital role play.
Okay, so a word like role play.
Oh, okay, all right, fine. Yeah, I think there's different genres also. So there's, like, role plays where, like, somebody's doing something, like, they're a bank teller or something, and then there's specifically sounds. There's talking and no talking. There's whispering and soft spoken, which are different, apparently.
Yes.
Very, very different.
Yeah, I've seen them that are, like, different, like, tapping with nails or tapping on different things.
Yes, exactly.
And then I'm definitely, the whisper ones I feel like are, like, the ubiquitous ASMR, like,
yeah.
When I think of stereotypical ASMR, I think of, like, somebody leaning really close to the mic and being like, are you feeling tingles all over your body?
Yes, exactly. Like, ASMR cozy sounds for sleep.
Ooh.
ASMR, like, somebody does your makeup. ASMR sensory exam. A lot of them are like, here, I'm gonna like look at your eyes. Okay, your eyes work. I don't know. They're not like narratively incredible. but yeah, okay. So so there's different. I feel like the more I talk, the more it sounds like a sex thing. And now, like, I just keep pulling, like, you may be asking yourself, like, Allie, this sounds like it's a weird sex thing. And the answer remains. Well, I guess for some people. That, and for research purposes only, I did look on porn for ASMR. Oh. I just typed in ASMR. It is a tag. But what isn't a tag on Pornhub?
Absolutely true.
Everything is a tag on Pornhub. There's something for everyone. There's no word in the English language you cannot type into Pornhub that will not come up with, like, at least two videos. Come on. That's just the way it works.
I'm trying to imagine good porn ASMRs. I'm imagining, like, typing on a clacky keyboard, but it's with my titties.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm dropping a nipple on each thing.
Yeah. Using an old keyboard, but I'm using it with my penis.
Yeah. I'm rolling the sound of rolling a condom on to a banana or something else.
Or something else.
And then that's just the sound is maybe the ASMR.
That sounds awful.
I mean, I'll be honest, none of this has sounded sexy to me so far.
No, but, like, that's the thing is, like, is there crossover? There might be. Like, some ASMRs, like, people eating stuff, that is not my bag.
Yeah.
But, like, I think that's, like, a sex, for some people, it's, like, a sex thing.
Yes.
I don't know what other people do with their time.
So what is your bag, Allie? What do you seek from your ASMR experiences, unless I'm about to really...
I feel like... You're asking me for my, like, kinks.
I don't mean to be.
That's what it feels like,
Sam.
I'm sorry. I feel cornered.
All right, then
I feel attacked. No, it's fine. I definitely, old keyboard.
Yes.
Totally. I'm like a mundane interaction role play. Like,
ooh.
Again, like, you're at a bank and you need money.
And you do anything.
No, Sam. Or, like, you're planning a trip and the travel agent's like, well, you could go here. And I'm just like, that's nice. And I fall asleep. I don't know what to tell you.
No, I mean, that does, I do, so I'm someone who listens to white noise to fall asleep.
It's the same.
Yes, and sometimes, like, here's what I'll say. Sometimes the white noise, my brain is just tick, 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 tick in some nights, and so the white noise isn't enough to cancel out the tick, tick, ticking of my brain.
This is exactly my point. It is a perfect medium between white noise and something like listening to an audiobook. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to an audiobook or a podcast, your brain is engaging with it. Mm-hmm. But if you're engaging with something that's just enough to kind of, like, occupy your mind, mm-hmm. but it's not quite, like, complicated enough to really use your brain.
Yeah.
It, like, arrests you right in the middle. Mm-hmm. And that can be great when you just want to escape the punishing shackles of mortality. Do you know what I'm saying?
And I have sought that out in YouTube videos, and it's hard to find the right ones that, like, hit the in-between spot of, like, not too loud, too much going on, versus, like, just white noise doesn't distract your brain.
No, exactly. And I think that that's the thing, is that it... I feel... This is why it's a guilty pleasure. This is why I'm doing it. I'm being brave.
You are.
It's the holidays. It's a time for bravery. Nobody said that.
I guess so.
No, it's a time for just eating.
Yeah. And sleeping, which it seems ASMR.
But I will say, I have not been shy about the fact that I have a psychiatric disability. Mm-hmm. And so I have a lot of psychiatric symptoms to manage. And a big part of managing psychiatric symptoms is managing your central nervous system, right? And so, like, that obviously means, like, sleep and diet are crucial, and, like, hydration, and, like, I have to pay attention to those things a lot because they can affect my psychiatric symptoms. But if I'm having a psychiatric episode or incident, or I'm, you know, sort of starting to really struggle mentally for whatever reason, I do have to have kind of, like, a toolkit of things to help re-regulate my nervous system. Because re-regulating your nervous system re-regulates your brain. That's what you learn if you have a psychiatric disorder or mental illness. Like, that's what you learn in treatment, is, like, how do I mitigate the effects of these symptoms? And so I will use, like, ice packs to bring my temperature down. I will, like, dip my head in a bowl of cold water, because that triggers a response in your body that is triggered when you dive. It's like a dive response. Mm. You think you're diving into water. And because you're diving into water, your body thinks, like, it completely slows all of your, like, senses. Like, everything just kind of, like, slows down. Mm-hmm. And that could be really good for, like, anxiety or even, like, more intense psychiatric symptoms. And so one of the things that I have done before is, like, sometimes I need to treat myself like an iPad baby and just, like, shove a screen in front of my face.
Yeah.
It's like in DBT, if you guys know what DBT is, like, that's one of the tools, is, like, distract. Mm-hmm. And you can't do that all the time, because then that becomes a habit. But, like,
much like with an iPad baby,
sometimes if you're just in too much of a crisis situation, putting a piece of media in front of your eyes until you can kind of re-regulate and then be like, okay, I'll get a cold water bottle, or, like, I'll go outside, or I'll do this thing. It can help re-regulate your body to the point where you can make it to the next coping mechanism. And so, like, for me, it's hard, because if you struggle with psychiatric disability, you know what it's like to, like, feel your mind kick into overdrive and push your body to feel and do things that you don't want it to do. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I think that's something that really contributes to stigma, because if you don't know what that's like, it is very hard to describe. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to describe something like a psychotic, you know, episode, or a hallucination, or, like, you know, a manic episode. Like, yeah. It's very, very difficult to describe that to somebody, right? And because of that, I think a lot of shame exists for people, like, doubting that it's even really happening, or, like, thinking, this is just my brain, like, I'm just gonna not pay attention to it next time. I'm just gonna push my way through it next time, because you kind of can't believe that you can have something happen that's being more controlled by your mind than, like, that your mind is being, is sort of, like, being taken out of your control. Mm-hmm. And I think that that really contributes to stigma, but also contributes to people not seeking treatment and not, like, setting themselves up for success. And, like, it took me years to, like, accept, like, okay, this is gonna happen again. Mm-hmm. This will happen to me again.
Yeah.
And that's not great. But there are things that I know will make it better. Mm-hmm. I know that if I have an ice pack, I should go get it. I know that there are certain ways for me to re-regulate my nervous system. My husband knows that, too. We have conversations about it beforehand. That's all part of, like, living in treatment responsibly. And, you know, it may a lot of recovery from mental illness and psychiatric disorders feels silly. It feels silly. And it feels like you're infantilizing yourself. And so you just don't want to do it. And you're just like, this is stupid. Like, I don't want to do this. I'll just not next time. I'll just make it stop.
I will simply not have this diagnosed problem.
I will simply not have this disorder next time.
Yeah.
And that is a very, very lonely place to be in your journey of treatment, for sure. Which I hope everyone who struggles with things like that, you kind of get on this road to feeling better, and it takes a really long time. And I think that if we all were a little bit kinder to ourselves of, like, if it helps, just do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if watching a silly show helps, just do it.
Yeah.
If watching an ASMR video genuinely helps you calm down or genuinely helps you sleep, like, fuck yeah, talk about it. Tell everyone you know to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's not just for people who are mentally ill. Like, if there's something that's gonna make you feel better, like, just do it.
Yeah.
Like, I guess even if it's a sexual thing for you guys, I don't know. I don't know your life.
No guilt in these pleasures.
No guilt in these pleasures. But yeah, like, no guilt in these pleasures. Like, even if something's dumb, just, like, allow yourself the grace of being a human being who can enjoy things. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a genuinely difficult ask of someone who already feels ashamed of who they are and how they are. But, like, life is just too short to deny yourselves a way to feel better. Mm-hmm. And I wish more people knew about ASMR because it's relaxing. It helps you fall asleep. Sleep is something that has, like, I have had genuine, like, multiple days without lack of sleep. And if silly little things like that are how I manage it, if that's the difference between me getting a little bit more stable, like, fuck yeah. That's
absolutely
great. And I know this is supposed to be our, like, fun and free, silly Christmas episode, but we're getting real. And I feel strongly about this. And yes. I think it's important. And I think that, you know, the new year's coming up. Let yourself enjoy stuff.
Absolutely true.
No big deal.
Even if from the outside, they do kind of seem like a sex thing.
Even if... So I've, I've gathered up some of the fucking batshit craziest ASMR videos I've ever seen.
Nice.
And I have the titles, and I'd like to share them with you.
Perfect.
Okay? Number one, Lumiere does your makeup. Which is a girl in full Lumiere from Beauty and the Beast cosplay, and she's doing your makeup for an event.
Is she doing it in a light French accent?
Yes.
Okay, then that...
Obviously, Sam.
Well, that was my big question. Yes, okay.
Two, ASMR airport security pat-down.
Okay.
Now, that one does seem a little sexual.
That could.
But it's not. Go watch it and you'll know.
So, are they just doing talking, or are you hearing, like, patting?
No, it's just they're like, oh, I gotta... It's not my bag. Number three, Bob's Burgers ASMR.
Interesting.
So which is someone pretending to be Linda serving you a burger, and she's just, like, walking around the kitchen, like, da da. And it's actually adorable, and she does a really good job.
That's really cute.
Number four, ASMR curtain lady. It's just an advertisement, a local advertisement from a curtain store. It's like a 1980s promotional video, and it's just her talking about the different curtains.
So they've taken it and made it into ASMR.
Correct.
But it was not originally...
It's like a found footage ASMR, which is its own genre.
Interesting.
Curtain lady, you gotta check her out.
Okay, I will.
Number five, Mistletoe the Christmas Elf does your ear surgery. Oh.
So, like... Can you give me... What does Mistletoe the Christmas Elf sound
like? I'm not
like?
Telling you anything about these, Sam. You're gonna go watch them. I'm giving you the title. That's all you need.
Does he speak with the joy of an elf or the authority of a doctor?
First of all, it's she. How dare you?
Oh my god.
Secondly, I'm not telling you anything. I'm not telling you anything other than that. Number 6, ASMR chaotic dentist roleplay.
That one's sounding like a sex thing again.
It's not a sex thing! I swear! It's just a dentist, but everything they do is, like, wrong. It's crazy. It's crazy. But, like, I can't express how non-sexual it is.
I believe you. That doesn't sound very sexy when you explain it like that.
And then the last is my favorite. 1300s nun takes care of you, parentheses, you have the plague.
That one I'll check out.
Which is hilarious.
That one I'm
incredible.
In.
And I still don't, to this day, don't know if it's serious or not.
I'll find out.
You'll find out.
I will be finding
out. But that's ASMR. Go find, go Google it, go watch a few, see what you think. And if it's a sex thing for you,
great.
Mazel tov. I don't know what else to say. Good for you. Have at it.
Have at it. And if it can bring you a little joy in this fucking world, man, keep watching.
Keep watching. So, I don't want to tell you to stay horrified this week, because it's the holidays.
Stay merry and bright?
Stay merry and bright! No, I'm not going to do that either.
Should we just get really close to the microphone and we'll say I'm horrified, but in an ASMR type way?
Oh, yeah, perfect. Okay, I'm ready.
Until next week. We hope you stay horrified. Stay horrified.
Ooh, tapping. That's my water bottle.
We're gonna make millions.
The outro.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Perfect. Bye.
I'm Horrified is a Hemlock Creatives production. Recorded and produced by us, Sam Bierstow and Allie Gavin in Boston, Massachusetts. Our art is by Leah Brilliard and Allie Gavin. You can find us on Twitter at I'm Horrified Pod and at I'mHorrifiedPodcast.com. And you can tell us what horrifies you at I'mHorrifiedPodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support us directly on Patreon, you can get our podcast early and ad-free, as well as bonus episodes of our members-only minicast, I'm Thrilled! Check us out at patreon.com/I'mHorrified. And if you liked hanging out with us, tell your friends, share us on your socials, and leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for stopping by, Horror Honeys.